There's a lot more to what you pay at the pump than how much oil is out there. Market speculation can inflate prices. Then there's how much it costs to move oil around. You can drill for all the crude you want, but it's another thing to bring it to a refinery. Add to that the role played by OPEC in setting prices, and it's clear that what you're paying isn't dictated by simple supply and demand. Nonetheless, Tom Kloza says U.S. consumers are seeing some benefit from the U.S. oil boom.
Yeah, I mean, the first half of 2014 was the cheapest first half of the year for gasoline since 2010.
Kloza is chief oil analyst at GasBuddy.com. He says so far, gas is about 2 cents cheaper than last year and 5 or 10 cents cheaper than the year before.
So it's not enough to go out and buy a boat, but it still is cheaper.
He also thinks the U.S. boom may have helped keep prices more stable in North America in the wake of the current insurgency in Iraq.
I would probably submit that if it were not for this oil boom, or if the oil boom were 50 or 60% of what it is, I think we might be paying over $4 pretty consistently this driving season. And people would notice that because that's a number that engenders some rancor.
He says prices through the summer will depend to a great extent on whether we have an active hurricane season that interrupts refining in the Gulf. Reporting on energy and the environment for State Impact Texas, I'm Moes Bouchel in Austin.